This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The teenager who was shot by a former Mountain View City Council member testified Thursday. CPR's Ava Keon reports the teen was scoping out sites for homecoming photos.
The now 19-year-old recounted what he remembers from September 2024. He and a friend had jumped over a gate onto a property, hoping to ask the owner for permission to use the scenery for photos. When nobody answered, the teens returned to the car. Shortly after, the homeowner, Brent Metz, a Mountain View Town Council member at the time, shot through the windshield, hitting the teen's face. Metz had seen security camera footage of two people on the property. He faces second-degree assault and menacing charges. The teen says the gunshot has left effects on him today, like a black eye that doesn't seem to leave and difficulty breathing at times. The trial is expected to end on Friday. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis signed a pair of bills into law this week meant to cut back on harmful interactions between humans and wildlife. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Starting next year, Colorado drivers renewing a vehicle registration will have the option to kick in $5 for new wildlife crossings. These grassy bridges over roadways or underpasses that tunnel below give wild animals a critical car-free path to move through the landscape. And according to the Colorado Department of Transportation, they can prevent up to 92% of collisions with wildlife. Polis also signed a bill meant to reduce human-bear conflicts. It increases penalties for leaving food out where it might lure a bear into contact with people. Most bear encounters in Colorado are related to garbage and food waste. The new law makes the first violation a misdemeanor and more than doubles the penalty for a third offense. It takes effect in August. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. Parts of southwestern Colorado will see high fire danger today. For Metro Denver, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the 80s, possible afternoon thunderstorms. It's CPR News.